Welcome to another PI World podcast. This is an audio-only version offered as another way to enjoy our great content. A full video version can be seen on piworld.co.uk, where you can find many more videos of interest to investors.
Welcome everybody. We're here to present the results for the year ending 31st of March 2021 for the WH Ireland Group. I'm here with Stephen Ford, our Group Head of Wealth Management, and my name is Philip Whale, the Chief Executive Officer. I'd like you to take time to look at our disclaimer page, and now we're happy to look through the performance of the business. Let's start with the financial highlights. And despite the challenges that the pandemic has shown this industry in the past year, I'm glad to report that we made really significant progress during this time. We managed to push revenue up 37% to £29.6 million. That's versus a figure of £21.6 million for the year ending 2020. It also gives us an adjusted EBITDA figure of £3 million, and that's versus a figure which was a loss of £0.9 million for the full year 2020. This brings us to a profit before tax figure of £1 million, again versus a loss of £3.3 million for this time last year. And for earnings per share, this gives us a figure of 2.47 pence versus a loss of 7.38 pence for 2020. In terms of cash, we've increased our cash by over 200% to a figure of £8.2 million. Lastly, our regulatory capital solvency ratio stands very healthily at 12.6%, up from 10.3% for the period ending 2020.
It's now time to look at the divisional review, and I would like to hand over to Stephen Ford.
Thank you, Philip. And indeed, it was a pivotal year in wealth management. Our revenue held up extraordinarily well despite the extended lows due to COVID. And this was driven by our activity about refocusing our rate cards away from transactional commission income more towards more resilient fee income. And this can be seen in the percentage of revenue that we now derive from fees, which has climbed to over three quarters of our total revenue. And we expect this climb to continue as we no longer offer fee and commission rate cards for new customers. This clarity around our rate cards has also allowed us to approach our existing customers, many of whom have been advisory and execution only. And this has driven quite a lot of inflow into discretionary services as clients switch from their old service into this new discretionary offering. We're extremely pleased that we're seeing both new clients being attracted to our discretionary services, along with our existing clients now switching into these services as well. And as a result of all this activity, our AUM grew as well over the financial year quite significantly. Again, a great testament to the strength of our brand and our advisors. On the corporate side, we've also been busy. 2021 saw the successful disposal of the Isle of Man business and the successful acquisition of Harpstone Wealth Management. This acquisition brought both AUM and talent to the firm, and I'm delighted to say that both the integration and synergy realisation are on track. Indeed, on synergies, we're slightly ahead of where we expected to be when we announced the transaction to the market. In conclusion, I'm really pleased with what this business has achieved during a difficult pandemic year, and therefore I look ahead quite excitedly to the next year and how we can continue to grow this business. And with that, I'll hand back to Philip Whale.
Thank you, Stephen. And it's now time to look at the performance of the Capital Markets division. Our corporate and institutional broking business and our private equity business are now part of the newly formed Capital Markets division. Importantly, during this year, we've maintained our position as a top five AIM broker and, equally importantly, top three by nominated advisor to our corporate clients. During this period, we welcomed 21 new corporate clients to the WH Ireland Group. And similarly, in this period, we've raised over three times of the amount of funds raised in the year previously. Towards the end of this period, we've continued to build out the team, and that's included recruiting in healthcare, climate-aligned capital, private funding, and the high net worth and family office coverage. So turning to the numbers, that means revenues up 107% to £16.3 million. We welcomed 21 new quoted corporate clients to end the year at a number of 82, versus 74 for the year ending 2020. Funds raised for quoted and unquoted corporate clients grew to £236 million versus a figure of £67 million last year. And this was done through 42 equity transactions versus 24 transactions for the same period ending full year 2020. As we report these numbers for the year ending March 21, we are also enjoying the end of our first quarter of the new financial year. The current trading and outlook is very favourable. I'm glad to report that the Capital Markets Division's strong performance has continued into the first quarter and the calendar looks healthy going ahead. The wealth management progress has continued, with the Hartson integration going better than expected and with net inflows so far year to date. And lastly, the acquisition and hiring pipeline has continued in both divisions. We therefore believe we can look forward with confidence for the remainder of this year. So in summary, we have confidence in our growth targets. The progress that we've made and the financial robustness it has provided has enabled us to invest significantly in people and processes. This will allow us to confidently grow the business and to achieve our targets. Those targets are, within the Wealth Management Division, to deliver a figure of £3 billion of discretionary funds under management with a 20% margin. In the Capital Markets Division, to look to deliver a revenue figure of around £20 million. Thank you for listening to our presentation today, and we look forward to updating you further in the autumn.
PI World videos and podcasts are for general information and interest. They do not constitute any kind of recommendation or inducement to buy shares of any company. PI World is not offering any kind of financial advice, and nothing in our material should be taken as such.